What's up, everybody? On today's episode of Coffee with Corey, we'll be talking about the pack priorities for NC State versus UVA in week zero. We'll be taking a look at CJ Bailey, Duke Scott, the NC State defensive side of the ball, what they need to do to stop Bo Perbula, and even hand out a prediction in this game. So stick with us for this episode of Coffee with Corey. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Coffee with Corey. I'm your host, Corey Smith, here to discuss some NC State football on game day eve. We're almost here, almost week zero, which sounds like it might be going away in the near future. So get in as many week zero games as you possibly can. NCAA is changing the rules every single day. But we're not going to touch on that topic. We're going to touch on some NC State football here in just a second. But before we get things started, I do want to remind our listeners, as always, visit our iTunes, Google Play Store, anywhere that you get the podcast. Make sure that you give us a rating. Let people know that you enjoy the podcast. We prefer five stars, so that would be great if you want to do that. Leave a review. Let people know what you think of the podcast. And then, as always, too, if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure that you hit like, subscribe, hit get notifications so you can jump in with us each and every single time we do one of these live, which we will have a live post-game podcast tomorrow night before I head out of Charlottesville and head back to Raleigh. But I'll be in Charlottesville tonight. We'll be at the game tomorrow. We'll have pregame coverage. We'll have in-game coverage, obviously, on our Twitter account, along with on the boards. So if you're not on the boards, do make sure that you check that out. 75% off of Pack Power 247 when you sign up right now. That gets you 12 months with one entire year, 9 months absolutely free, and then you're paying less than $3 per month to be signed up with us for an entire year. That gets you through football, basketball, baseball, everything in between that we'll have coverage of. So do make sure that you check that out over at packpower247.com. I know it says 60% off down there, but it's actually 75% off right now as a game week special. So do make sure that you check that out. I've already got a prediction here. Isaac, which is Spike Soul's dad, here saying, Corey, I've got the pack 31-21. So pretty ambitious, and we were talking about it actually earlier in the week after after interviewing Spike about the fact that, you know, look, man, this is a going to be a war of attrition across the middle, like trying to figure out who's going to be the better offensive line. Obviously, you know, Virginia has the most experience, but NC State, I think people forget, have four returning starters from last year. Now, Kamen Smith was on again, off again, and obviously Spike Soles became a starter down the stretch for NC State and moving over to the center position, but it's a very good offensive line for NC State, too, and they add Jamari McCrimmon to it at the left tackle spot. So I wouldn't overlook the offensive line for NC State, and we'll talk about that here in just a second after I let you know about Packhouse Coffee Company, because they do sponsor us. We've been sponsored with them through this entire month of August. We appreciate them for jumping on board. For those who haven't heard, they are a company owned by two NC State graduates, located in the Lewisburg, Youngsville, and Franklinton area. So just outside of Raleigh, out in the Franklin County area. But if you're around there, do make sure that you check them out because every single time I go there, I get something different. This is the honey bun latte. It's an iced latte. It's delicious. And I absolutely love having them on board. I appreciate them for jumping on. So do make sure that you support them because they support us. All right. So jumping on the notes here for NC State, I do this every Friday before game day, or if it's a Thursday game or Friday game, we'll do it the day before, going over the pack priorities, which are, you know, other people call them the keys to victory, whatever you want to call them. We call them the pack priorities and what NC State must do in order to win, and then we'll give a prediction. So if you didn't pay attention to it last season, that's fine. We're good now. We understand what's going to happen here. We're going to go over the three keys. And the first key to me is, you know, the key to NC State's offense. Let's be honest. It's CJ Bailey returning for year three. And guys, also, if you have a prediction, let me know. You can drop it in there too in the comments. But the key for NC State is going to be not just CJ Bailey doing what he does with his arm, but again, being, you know, a dual threat player like he was last season for NC State. He was very good last season for NC State, obviously against UVA, with the two rushing touchdowns, also had the passing touchdown in that game. So that was one where And I think a lot of people had kind of put them on notice as to what CJ Bailey could do. And a lot of people, you know, didn't know exactly what UVA was going to be at that time, but looked like it might be a good team. And ultimately they did end up being a good team. And they won, NC State won that game because of the ability of CJ Bailey. Obviously Hollywood Smothers contributed in a big way in that one too. 140 yards and two touchdowns for him. So that certainly helped in the mix here. But CJ Bailey averaged 7.3 yards per carry last season in this game. And it's a very similar defensive front for Virginia. Now there's a few new faces there. Matthew Fobbs-White being added there. Guy that transferred over from Baylor previously at Tulane. So this is an opportunity for, you know, them to be able to prove how different they are against CJ Bailey in this offensive line that's very similar to what it was last season. But I think CJ Bailey, what we've heard this offseason, this is your opportunity to prove it, quite frankly. I mean, and as much as we've seen CJ Bailey progress the last two seasons and consistently get better. Now, obviously, he struggled away from home. That was one big question for him going into the season. Can he get better on the road for throughout the season? And that was, again, one area where he struggled. 8 out of his 9 interceptions last year were thrown on the road. He didn't have an interception against this Virginia team last year. Only 16 to 23 for 200 yards. But again, rushed for 44 yards. NC State as a whole was able to rush for 216 yards last season and 4 total touchdowns on the ground. So that's how they won that game. You were multiple, 200 to 200, but it's a lot more difficult to get 200 yards on the ground than it is through the air, and a lot less attempts to get there. So for NC State to be able to be, you know, multiple in this game and not get, you know, whittled down into just having to pass the ball or just having to run the ball, you have to be multiple in this game. And I think for NC State, the key, that's going to be the key. And CJ Bailey is the key to unlocking all that, because if a play breaks down, he can use his legs. You've heard Tony Elliott say it this week, like, we don't know exactly what we're going to use against him. It sounds like they're going to use a spy potentially and try to limit his running ability. But if you do that, he can beat you over the top and find, you know, a slot receiver across the middle, realize he's not being covered by the linebacker that's playing spy, and he can do all those things. So it's going to be interesting to see how that unfolds. But if NC State's going to win this game, CJ Bailey's got to do it all, both with his legs and his arm. Number two in this is, you know, if I'm sticking with the offense here, because I think the key in this entire thing, the defense, it's going to be more of a, you know, overall defensive look. For NC State, it's going to be about establishing the run game. And again, this is, you know, I'm saying the obvious here. I'm saying, you know, two things that you're like, all right, well, they got to pass the ball well with CJ Bailey. They got to be able to run the ball well. And I get the feeling that in this game, this is a chance for NC State as an offensive line to prove that it is the better unit in this situation, despite the fact that, you know, the other side has 11,000 total snaps. I think the NC State offensive line has a chance to be a better overall unit just because of the fact that you have a lot of guys that are returning. You have the chemistry there. A lot of these guys along the Virginia offensive front haven't really played with each other. So, yes, and multiple lists missed last season. So they're coming back as 6th or 7th year players, but they haven't been on the field in meaningful snaps in over a year in some cases. So it's a little bit of a different situation where NC State has the built-in chemistry for 4 and 5 of the guys along the offensive line. But it's going to be about establishing the run. Duke Scott, a guy that last year, you know, if there was one area where NC State could have gotten better, it was Duke Scott running the ball. I mean, he ran for he carried the ball 8 times for only 30 yards. That's less than 4 yards per carry, whereas Hollywood Smothers averaged 8.2 yards per carry. So that's an area where if you're looking to come out the gate and show that you're better against a defense that you struggled with last year, this is an opportunity for Duke Scott to do that. And like I said, NC State as a whole averaged 6.2 yards per carry last season. So if you're going to be able to beat this Virginia team, again, it comes down to being multiple. It comes down to being able to both run the football and pass the football. And when you look at what NC State's able to do against Virginia last season and what it's capable of doing this season and what you want to be, because you want to be multiple not only along the offensive side of the football, but defensive side of the football, be able to find ways to win games in every sort of fashion, that's where you got to be able to do it. So I get the feeling that in this game for Duke Scott, you have an opportunity to really kind of prove yourself and say, all right, not to say, oh, you know, Hollywood who or anything like that, because Hollywood was very good for NC State. And I don't think NC State ever thought they were going to have him back for this upcoming season. So it was never, maybe a little bit of hard feelings, like you're going to leave and you're going to go somewhere else. But I don't think NC State expected him to have him around. So you had kind of planned on, all right, Duke Scott, and then go get somebody else that can complement him. And you have that by bringing in Bullet Goss, a guy that can catch the ball out of the backfield, can pass block for you, and can run the football a little bit. So if you're able to get both of those guys in here and really, you know, force feed Duke Scott as the featured back, and I think that's going to be critical early on. If you're going to be able to wear down this defense, they've got depth at multiple positions. Now, they've lost quite a few guys, but I don't think any of those guys were serious depth pieces. And if you can attack across the middle of this defense, especially if Cam Robinson is not playing, because Cam Robinson didn't play in the game last year, tore his ACL at the end of last season and has been out ever since. It sounds like he's a game-time decision still. Breaking news from some national reporters after Tony Elliott said it on Monday. But when you put all of that together, it feels like if Duke Scott can really get things going early on, you can actually wear down this defense a little bit. And I think a lot of people are kind of going, all right, well, UVA is the more veteran team here, so they're going to wear down NC State. And I think it can be quite the opposite if you can actually get the ground game going early on with Duke Scott and then be able to use guys like Davion Goss and whoever your third back is. Doesn't sound like it's going to be Jonathan Paylor yet, but DeAndre Desenor gets in there or somebody else. You know, they've been talking a little bit about Darius Johnson as well. So you've got some other pieces there that can fit in, but I really get the sense that Duke Scott early on finding success would be a major key for NC State and being able to establish this offense and wear down the defense, give your defense some opportunities to be able to get things back together. Because on the other side of the football, my third key in all of this is not as simple as it sounds, because Bo Prabula, a guy that's veteran, he's been around the block, obviously had a lot of success at Mizzou last season. I don't think the numbers really jump off the page at you as a passer. So for NC State, it's about forcing him into mistakes. It's about getting after him and keeping him off balance. I talked about it on a pod. I don't think it was a podcast. I've talked on so many radio shows throughout the week. But one area where he was able to have success last season was with his legs. So for NC State, you've got to be disciplined. That's the biggest key to me. Getting after Bo Prabula is one big thing, but being disciplined against the run is going to be critical, because that was one area where NC State really struggled last season. Is, you know, if there was a read option, they were going after the quarterback and the running back was running. If they went after the running back, the quarterback dipped out and ran the opposite side. So as much as NC State can be disciplined in the backfield once you get those opportunities. They missed so many opportunities last year at sacks and tackles for loss. You cannot do that when you have guys like Harvey Dyson. You're bringing back Sterling Dixon that's fully healthy now at this point. You've got some other pieces, Joe Adetare as well. And then you've got some other guys that are looking to kind of make a name for themselves in this game. And you've got an opportunity. As much as I talked about it earlier with CJ Bailey, this is week zero. This is a big game. It's going to be on ESPN. It's coming on right after the, you know, essentially the big game season opener with UNC and TCU out in Ireland. NC State and Virginia will be playing at 3:30 on ESPN. You're going to get all the eyeballs you absolutely want in this game. So if you can go out and prove yourself, you can actually generate some serious noise in week one or week zero, as opposed to if you were buried in week one against, you know, William and Mary or somebody along those lines. I'm not trying to pick on William and Mary or VMI or somebody like that. No, you're playing Virginia. You're playing an ACC opponent. This team has a chance to really make a name for themselves and prove that this defense can be much improved. Because, again, you go back to last season, a lot of people thought DJ Elliott coming in, this team is going to get after the quarterback. They're going to be better against the pass, or better as a pass rushing team. And they were. They got after the quarterback quite a bit, but just missed out on so many opportunities that you know, when you actually look back at it, the pressure rate wasn't great, but the sack rate was significantly worse. It was outside of the top 100, if I remember correctly. So for NC State, it's about not only getting after Bo Prabula, but, you know, either wrapping him up in the backfield or limiting him with his legs, And then if you can force him into some situations, if you can get him into a third and eight or third and seven, you know, where he has to pass the football and then get him off his back foot. You go back and watch Terrence McCallum did a film review for us or a film preview for us, taking a look at what they have in Bo Prabula. And a lot of the issues for him were when the pass rush is coming, you've got a guy breathing down his neck, and all of a sudden he steps back, gets on his back foot, and airmails it over top of his wide receiver. And again, one other area here too, as much as we're talking about, you know, Bo Prabula's experience, well, he's got a lot of new pieces. Not many of these guys were returning from Virginia last season. A lot of them are new faces coming over from different programs. They lost their number one wide receiver, projected number one wide receiver. He's officially out for this game. So Virginia has a lot of new pieces that they've got to figure out on offense. And yes, CJ Bailey's got to do the exact same thing, but you have built-in chemistry with JoJo Trader. You have Keenan Jackson that you feel pretty good about. He worked with Preston Douglas last season. Now, not a breakout star last season by any stretch of the imagination, but if they're able to get that chemistry early on in this game and be able to kind of get the offense rolling, and you're able to get this defense having to pass the football, force into those situations, then that's a good area for NC State. You don't want them to have to, you know, feel comfortable running the football, because, again, this defense last year really struggled against the run and getting after the quarterback because they were not as disciplined tackling the football, not getting the guy down that literally has the football. So that's going to be all three of those are major keys for NC State in this one. And I think if you're at least good in all those areas, I'm not saying, you know, you have to go and get four sacks and force two interceptions against Bo Prabula, or, you know, CJ Bailey has to go out there and throw for 300 yards and three touchdowns. No, all of those have to be good, though. It can't be a negative where CJ Bailey goes out and has another multiple interception game on the road against an ACC opponent. That can't happen. Duke Scott can't get completely ran into the ground and not be able to run the football, you know, along this offensive front. So you have to be able to get things generated there. And then on defense, it has to be good. This team has to be balanced. And that's one area, as if for anybody that read The Athletic this morning, or anybody that's read, you know, any of my stories throughout the offseason or watched these podcasts, we've talked about over and over again, this team has to be balanced this year. That's been one of the biggest cruxes for NC State. Doran, before Doran, anything along those lines. I can think of so many Chuck Amato teams, Tom O'Brien teams, and now even Dave Doran teams where you've been good on offense or you've been good on defense, but you've never really been both. Outside of 2021, that was a top 50 team in both areas, and they were a three-point loss to Wake Forest on the road, away from being able to get to the ACC championship game, away from being able to be a 10-win team that season. So all of those things thrown out the window because – You lose a, you know, a silly game. Again, that Wake Forest team was very good, so I'm not throwing that completely out there. But you had all those things in the mix there, and you missed out on it. So for NC State, you have to find ways to be balanced on both sides of the football. You've got a lot of veteran pieces on that defensive side of the football. I mentioned Harvey Dyson. I mentioned bringing back Joe Adetare. You've got, you know, several guys, Katron Evans now eligible and will play, you know, in the rotation at nose tackle position. You bring in Andre Evans that has a lot of, you know, talent, hasn't been able to show it. Brian Nelson that you brought in last season from North Texas that it sounds like could be one of the better quarterbacks in the ACC that we just don't know about yet. King Mack at the safety position. I don't know if I mentioned him yet or not. And then Popo Aguirre at linebacker, along with A.J. Richardson returning and coming back. So both those guys named as captains for this team. So you have so many voices on this team that the talent has to be able to be out there and finish the way that you want to finish games. Don't just go out there and, you know, get to the quarterback and then he throws on third and long and ends up getting 11 yards on a third and 10 situation. You have to get after him, finish those plays, give your offense a chance to have success. Give your special teams a chance to have success too, because it sounds like if NC State is able to get Victor Snow going in this game, he could be an X factor for them as both a receiver, if they're able to find open field for him in the middle of the field, or along the punt return unit, just because of the fact that it sounds like from everything Dave Doran is saying, he has a chance to be really special when it comes to a punt return as well. All right, last thing I'm going to throw up here. Kelly said, nervous as always, need to see an all-in four-quarter game. They didn't burn half the boats. It didn't burn three-fourths of the boats. They burned all the boats. Four quarters needed on Saturday. NC State 24, UVA 20. And I could see this game being that tight, and that's kind of around where I put it. You know, we put our predictions out earlier this morning. I had NC State winning this game 27-23. So that to me is a seems like manageable. That would actually hit the under because I believe the under is still 53.5. So I think when you're looking at this game, this feels like a game where both teams are going to be trying to fill out their offense early on. I think they're going to both try to establish the run early on. For NC State, I think the one thing that you have here is as much as people are looking at this and going, oh, well, they've got all new pieces along along the wide receiver core. Well, they feel really good about the different pieces they have and the way that these guys all fit in. It's more like a puzzle than it is trying to throw all three guys and going, all right, they're all burners. We're going to get them all, all down the field and try to hit every single one of them for big plays. You got Davion Dozier that can do that. You got JoJo Traylor that you feel like can be an all-around wide receiver as long as the hands can improve, and that chemistry with C.J. Bailey is immediate right once they hit the field on Saturday. And then I mentioned Victor Snow, that you just feel like you have so many different weapons along this offense that can get clicking, but I just get the feeling that it's going to be a little bit of a slow start between the two teams. Again, first game of the season, both of them trying to get their offensive bearings. And then outside of the first scripted drive, or maybe the first two or three scripted drives that you have, then it's going to be feeling each other out and trying to figure out, all right, what's working, what's not working. NC State, I get the feeling that, again, the ground game is going to be more successful than people think for NC State because I think this offensive line is going to look better than people think. I could be very wrong, and I'm going to look back on this and go, all right, well, screw all that. You got to figure it out over the next 3 weeks. But from everything we've heard, they really like the chemistry along the offensive line and with the wide receivers. And then obviously Duke's got the complete back that he brings back for NC State. So I get the feeling the offense is going to find its footing and get going and get up. Again, three touchdowns. I have C.J. Bailey throwing for two touchdowns, Duke Scott rushing for one, and then being able to kick two field goals. That's going to come down to Kanoa Vineset being good and being able to hit some of those for NC State. And then they get stops against UVA. UVA gets two touchdowns, but three field goals to try to keep it going and get maybe up 23-21 or something like that, or 23-20, and NC State finds a way to win it late, to win it 27-23. Funny, Joko Wolfs here says, I have UVA winning at 27-24 with a late field goal. So, again, this game could go a number of different ways, and I think that's why this one is so exciting. It's going to be so much fun to watch. I think we were actually, even our own staff, went 4-3. Four of us picked NC State to win this game. Three of us picked UVA to win the game in the predictions earlier this morning. So, go make sure that you check that out because it's all over the board. I think all of us think different things because there's so many unknowns going into this one. But as long as NC State's defense is sound, as long as NC State is able to be multiple on the offensive side of the football and get C.J. Bailey going with both his arms and legs, I think this is a chance for NC State to go out to 1-0 and make a statement in the ACC because this is going to be one of the toughest games, if not the toughest game that NC State's going to play in ACC competition this year. We'll see what a lot of those teams down the stretch look like, but preseason, this is one of the only teams inside of the top half of the ACC that NC State's even facing, and it is a critical game on the road. So we'll see what all takes place on Saturday. Looking forward to getting down to Charlottesville. We'll be leaving here in about 30 minutes and heading that way. So looking forward to being there and finally getting the season started. Thank you again to Packhouse Coffee Company for sponsoring us on this podcast. And thank you to everybody for listening. We will talk to you guys again soon.
Out of the shadows of Paramount Mountain, three heroes level up. Axe, Tyrus, and Gilius battle against the evil giant Death Adder to save the kingdom of Uria from so much peril. Laser knives, ornery dwarves, bad brothers, sentient skeletons, sword scorpions, death armor, fire, imp, this thing, that thing, whatever that is, so much peril and heroes.
This is just the beginning of the story of Hampton's
Golden Axe. New series streaming September 16th on Paramount+.